A 2008 survey found that 1 in 3 parents in North Carolina own a firearm, and about 1 in 4 of those firearm owners left their guns unsecured at home. Pair that statistic with the fact that gun-related incidents are the leading cause of violent deaths among all North Carolinians and all North Carolina children, and you may find many people want to address the issue. The advocacy group North Carolinians Against Gun Violence is among those, and its efforts helped spur Governor Cooper's administration to create the Office of Violence Prevention in 2023. NCGV partners with both governmental and nonprofit groups to explore different ways to limit gun injuries, and its members helped build a statewide coalition in 2019 to promote community violence intervention programs. Becky Schertas, who is the executive director of NCGV and a Chapel Hill resident, shared how those programs aim to be proactive instead of the reactive nature of the criminal justice system. Schertas described the method as not looking at the hardware of violence, but the behaviors.
Yeah, they look to address kind of the underlying causes of a disease or, in gun violence case, injury before they occur, promote healthy behaviors, and really control the spread of the outbreak once it does occur. And that's why we talk about, with community violence intervention programs, really focusing in on that relatively small number of individuals that either are committing the gun violence or who are victims of gun violence, and then working with them and their families and the community to see what can be done to address some of the underlying root causes of gun violence.
Once Cooper created the Office of Violence Prevention, Schertas was among the couple dozen people selected to serve on its advisory board, which is made up of law enforcement officials, public health workers, and nonprofit leaders who regularly meet with the OVP staff. UNC public health professor Beth Morocco is also on that board.
And so you're not talking just about just individual behavior, but also families and communities and organizations and structures. And I think an effort like this, like OVP, helps to bring all those sectors together so we can address things in a coordinated way.
Now, 3 years is not enough time to fully eliminate gun violence or firearm injuries. So what has the initiative accomplished so far? By working with the advisory board, the office launched its first statewide strategic plan to enact and encourage community violence prevention. Charting the office's course through 2027, the document lays out ways to continue coordinating with stakeholders and preparing communities for both how to react to and prevent gun violence. To also help build on its action items, the office holds an annual violence prevention conference in Raleigh to gather leaders across North Carolina to discuss local and statewide projects. Morocco described the strategic plan as, quote, extremely impressive and detailed, and said she's proud of the level of collaboration reflected in the final document. While gun violence is an extremely complex issue to tackle, she added she believes the Office of Violence Prevention is making a difference.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel even just the relationships that are being built among law enforcement and public health, and there's some really wonderful community violence prevention programs, you know, in our communities. And the fact that we know who to talk to, we know who to collaborate with, I think that is a huge contribution to prevention.
Schertas echoed Morocco that she is proud to have a forward-thinking public health effort like OVP in North Carolina. While her nonprofit knows the limits of making changes solely through the state legislature, she said the office is an example of how state leaders can innovate.
With the limited powers that our governors have, they've really tried to do everything that they can to keep North Carolinians safe. And that's really what this is all about. Keeping people safe in their homes, their schools, their communities, their houses of worship. Everyone deserves to feel safe, and the Office of Violence Prevention is working to achieve that.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.